New Zealand wool industry is quite different to that in Australia. In Australia, you produce wool for apparel. In New Zealand, almost all of the wool produced here is for carpets. It's a different type of wool. It's a much coarser wool, and it is specifically designed for interior textiles, and almost all of that is carpet manufacturer. So the end use of Australian and New Zealand wool is quite different. We do have a very small merino industry, but it's very much a niche one in comparison to your industrial scale one.
And so do the sales work in the same way? Do you have auctions, or does it work in a different way?
The auction system was the way of selling wool up until recently, and there's now much more of a contract arrangement. Farmers are looking to have a direct relationship with the purchaser and the end manufacturers. The tendency here, of course, is that as the wool clip shrinks, that it has a decreasing value. There's decreasing attention paid to the preparation, the shearing skills, and all of those sorts of things. But those farmers who are persisting with it like to have a direct relationship with those who actually process and retail those eventual wool carpets.
And for those that are undertaking that process, what kind of prices are they getting?
I can remember in my days when I was working with the New Zealand Wool Board, we were targeting $5 a kilo, and that was the best part of 20 years ago, and the prices haven't really shifted all that much. Both for Australia and New Zealand, it's a very volatile market. It's a commodity market, and inventories drive whether it's going to be a high price or a low price. But really, the emphasis in New Zealand has gone to dairy farming. At the expense of sheep farming, we've doubled the number of dairy cows in the past 25 years and halved the number of sheep. And those sheep that remain are really much orientated towards producing meat. So we maintain meat export volumes and values, and that has been at the expense of the volume of the wool clip, and prices have gone down 40% for wool in the past 25 years, and the volume has halved. So whilst for most of last century, wool was the most important export out of New Zealand, it's very much a minor export, even within the primary sector nowadays.
So generally speaking, are you seeing people swap from one to the other, or is it big corporate farms? How's it working?
It generally is a sheep farm converting over to a dairy farm, often the same sort of land, which are good flat land, good for finishing off sheep, is also good for dairy farming. But there are much greater limits to dairy farm expansion. What is happening now, as the price previously was very high, dairy farm expansions into the colder territories, the more steep and the drier land, and it was still worthwhile to be a dairy farmer on those. But there are obviously physical limits.
If you are a sheep producer, so do you see the bright upside being that the meat side of things more than the wool side of things?
The efficiency of producing meat from sheep has certainly increased. Again, those 25 years ago, we produced something around a 13-kilo lamb. Now we're 18 kilos plus. So we've got that genetic and feed and management efficiency going into it. And we also are a very large player in the international sheep meat market. It's always been, through my involvement in the pastoral area, which goes now back a number of decades, why can't we get a greater niche for sheep meat around the international marketplace? It's dominated by beef. We argue, if we happen to be a sheep farmer, that lamb is a much better meat product. It's more difficult to produce in the volumes that, say, pig meat or chickens are produced. But nonetheless, that niche operates there, and New Zealand has a very large share of that international trade, and it's one of those things that people question why not more has been done to enhance that reputation of New Zealand lamb around the world. We do what we can, but many of our critics say that we're not doing well enough in that.
Now, you mentioned that dairy prices in New Zealand, well, the sheen's certainly come off them. Do you see people longer term thinking, maybe I need to go back into sheep? Do you think it'll swing back the other way?
Well, that's one of those million-dollar questions, because if somebody's gone to the trouble of converting to dairy, they've spent a huge amount of money into a dairy shed, they've put in the reticulation for water, they've put in the races, they've put in the subdivisions, and they've invested a huge amount of money in converting a dairy farm out of a sheep farm. To go back means that you've invested all that money for nothing. And we don't have that happening. If somebody's gone over to dairy at the moment, thus far anyhow, they're sticking with it, and they're sticking with through a very low payout at the moment, and at the moment the predictions are that it's only going to be very slow in picking up through next season, if at all.